All right, the coach is in. We are your hosts, Kat and Irene.
I'm Irene. I moved to the U.S. on my own 10 years. I have a background in management engineering, earned my master's degree from Columbia, and secured my permanent residence through work. I spent my career in real estate and am now a certified coach and accredited with IDEA.
And I'm Kat. My parents came to the States from the Philippines in the 1960s and landed in Milwaukee, where I was born. I now live in Chicago with my two daughters and husband. I've always been multi-passionate and multi-hyphenate, and presently I serve others as an attorney, podcaster, and in the personal development space as a retreat host and as a certified coach as well.
Join us as we share our stories and hear from business leaders, generational pioneers, and experts as we discuss the personal, relational, and professional challenges we, immigrants, and children of immigrants,
I think that's the perfect lead-in, Irene, to essentially this intro episode, where we're just introducing you, the listeners, to a little bit about us and the podcast concept in itself. Let's start by talking about why we're doing this. Irene, you and I bonded over the fact that we shared experiences that I think both of us felt like were unique. And so it certainly lit me up when I found out that you and I had commonalities, even though I was born in Milwaukee and you were born in the Philippines.
Right. I didn't even think about it too much until I realized that we have so many experiences drawing from our experience as immigrants and children of immigrants.
Yeah. And it's funny how, for those listening, Irene and I met in our coaching certification program. So right away, both of us knew that each other was invested in personal growth, in awareness, and figuring out how to navigate all those things in life that kind of crop up. And in doing so, you really do learn a lot about yourself and the reasons why you do things and confront those. I love that you and I happened to meet in that space.
Yeah, it reminds me of there were a lot of those moments where I felt stuck and where I felt I was struggling, especially as an immigrant coming here on my own. I do know how I found my path in coaching. I was hesitant to take it, but I'm really glad that I did because it helped me unhinge myself from being stuck. And so I'm really thankful that we both took this route into personal development because now I'm so much more accepting of myself and so much more sure of the decisions that I take in life.
And it's such a good feeling, isn't it? To have that sense of conviction in a way and being able to identify what it is that might be holding you back, maybe the limiting beliefs or negative thought patterns. And once you notice it and you start using tools to address it, you can become your own kind of cheerleader and you can talk yourself out of situations. It's not that they never come up again, but you're able to recognize them and get unstuck, like you said.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, going back to your question of why we're doing this, I think we want to share coaching and our experience to our audience who might be experiencing the same things we have experienced or are experiencing.
Definitely. And with that kind of layer and lens too, of both of us being women of color, having a sense for the nuances of being an immigrant or being children of immigrants and how that impacts your perspective on things and your challenges. And yeah, it just has a way of informing your decisions that we thought deserved a voice. I think something we touched on, Irene, was this idea of what an immigrant is. And so before we dive into anything further, I think that might be helpful for people to hear our perspectives on.
Right. So, you know, when we say immigrants, we want to be inclusive of immigrants and their families, because we all know that the immigrant experience is a generational, right? Like the next generation, children of immigrants, we have nuanced experiences that people who are looking at it from an outside perspective might not understand.
Yeah, I think just the structure of or like the identity of an immigrant by its very nature carries with it this idea of displacement and a potential feeling of otherness and new beginnings and reinvention, while also carrying the expectations or a cultural weight that just comes from the knowledge of how different where you come from or where your culture is rooted in versus maybe the environment and the values that you're experiencing in your new locale.
Yes, I was about to say, we're not just navigating the unknowns of a new environment, of a new life altogether. We're also dealing with shedding our old identities because those no longer serve us, because those work in our old environments, but wouldn't necessarily work in our new environments. But, you know, the immigrant experience is so intertwined because even though you're in a new country, it doesn't mean that the mindset is there because you have ties to your home country, like even generations after, right?
I totally identify with that. Even not having immigrated myself, but being raised by immigrants, I was always informed and taught by my parents to recognize what they lived through, what they value, what they cherish, and was kind of expected to understand that and proceed with that information as an input as well. So just as an example, like something as basic as, and I think most Filipino American families might identify with this, but we would always send back lots of big boxes of things or bring lots of big boxes of things whenever we visited our family. And there's a term, balik bayan, that, you know, we...
Bayan box, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so like from a very young age, we never threw anything out. I mean, clothing-wise, we never threw anything out. It was always something that went into the balik bayan boxes because my mom was the oldest of six. And we knew that someone, you know, that came after her had kids that were younger than us that could probably use it. There's just this built-in framework of caring for others or having an awareness of the needs of others outside of your immediate household.
Right.
And I think that, you know, hopefully most of us grew up with an understanding of wanting to be caring of your community and your neighborhood, et cetera. But on top of that, immigrants also are thinking about a whole nother neighborhood and a whole nother set of families from where you came from, or, you know, in my case, where my parents came from and all my extended family. So it's an interesting nuance, I think, that immigrants and children of immigrants share.
Right. I mean, now that you brought that up, I also want to bring up the double-edged sword, right? Because on the flip side of that, having a lot of other people to think about and care for some Filipinos like ourselves, we might feel the weight of the responsibility, like with the expectation that, as you mentioned earlier. So definitely a lot of nuanced topics that we can cover that, you know, it's very exciting because we can process them together.
I love that. And I think both of us have the hope that those who listen to our short and powerful episodes will be able to take away from our experiences and how we navigate them and our learnings and perhaps apply them to their own lives and learn in that way. I think the goal is really to encourage folks to understand what coaching is and see how it might be impactful for them as well.
So we see a lot of definitions of what coaching is. And I think I would like to put forward like a definition that I really like in contrast to what therapy is, because I think a lot of people are more familiar with what therapy is. So coaching is a partnership between you and the coach to support you in every level in becoming who you want to be, right? Like you partner with your coach to address your skills, mindsets, and behaviors towards maximizing your personal and professional potential.
Mm.
As a coach, we help you tap into your strengths, identify your development areas, and set goals for where you want to go and hold you accountable to grow in the areas that are most important. On the other hand, therapy is to improve mental health, to return to a healthy level of functioning, or in other words, to get back into a baseline. Coaching is focused on helping an individual through goal achievement and clarity in order to go above baseline. So this is what I want to point out, right? Because like a lot of people think that when they want to achieve their goals, they still hold on to this mindset of like no pain, no gain, sleep is for the weak, almost like in order to achieve your goals, you have to suffer. And what I want to point out here from these definitions is that therapy helps you get into baseline and coaching helps you thrive from your baseline. Nothing was ever said about you have to go back into suffering, which is going away from your baseline in order to achieve your goals. I hope that in coaching, we're able to find sustainable ways for you to achieve your goals without necessarily having to do it in the way that you're used to, which is probably like not sustainable and not helpful.
Yeah. And I love that you pointed out how therapy and coaching are essentially different. You know, that one is really to get someone to that baseline place of health and functionality. And then coaching can take you from an already healthy place, but to like your 2.0 next level, bigger, better version of you. So, you know, a coach may not be the right fit if you are someone that is truly struggling with mental health issues. In fact, coach training really does inform folks as to the bounds of coaching, right? Like a lot of people out there may not realize, but the coaching industry isn't heavily regulated. But part of the reason that folks like Irene and I do seek certification and accreditation is we're trying to establish a higher threshold of expectation and standard of service for people who want to work with us and similarly situated coaches. We also think it's important to adhere to codes of ethics that anyone who approaches someone with an ICF accreditation, a certification through an ICF accredited program, they can kind of expect that we'll have a working knowledge of that. For instance, there are things therapy takes care of and coaches shouldn't. I think that's something I've heard folks have trouble with in the past is a kind of a misunderstanding or maybe having dealt with people that were probably trying to treat issues that were better left to mental health professionals. And instead of doing good, maybe not helping at all.
I can kind of speak to what you're talking about. In therapy, as well as in coaching, there are topics that we might encounter. We don't veer away from difficult conversations, but as coaches, we're very careful not to open your Pandora's box of trauma, because that is for a therapist to work with you on. As coaches, we don't shy away from the difficult conversations, but we're able to recognize when you need a mental health professional.
Exactly. And I think, you know, the exciting thing about coaching versus therapy, which you kind of touched on as well, is because it's coming from a place of wanting to become a better version of yourself and already starting at a relative baseline of health, you're able to really lean into possibility and explore different tools and modalities and, you know, perspective framing approaches that might help you get to that next level of existence that you're hoping for. But not to sound so woo-woo, but, you know, really thinking about what do I want from life? Like, I know that I was in a place where I felt like I am hitting all my marks. You know, I went to therapy, I resolved a bunch of issues. I have a great job. I have wonderful kids and I have a husband that adores me and vice versa. And yet I still struggle with X, Y, and Z, or I have this goal. And for some reason, I'm not making headway towards accomplishing it. So where's the disconnect? Like I don't have anything I can really bring to a therapist, and yet I'm also not thriving. And that, at least that's where I was before I discovered coaching and really leaned into personal development.
Yeah. I think one way of describing it would be you're able to set a goal, you know what to do, but a lot of people, despite knowing what to do, still have a hard time doing it or like motivating themselves to do it. And I find that coaching helps make the doing it easier because you understand yourself, you know your values and what motivates you intrinsically. Another way I think what I wanted to touch on was how different is coaching from just having a conversation with your friends? Because a lot of people seek family and friends to help them keep themselves accountable. How different has coaching?
I think the biggest change or the biggest difference is in a coaching space, the coach is really there to listen and center the client's story. So often in friend relationships, there's a background of history that might inform the advice that's being given. And what a lot of people don't realize is coaching is not advice giving. If anything, it's the opposite of that, where coaches will ask really good questions, reflect back really good observations, but ultimately drawing the client to their own conclusions about what's best for them. As opposed to, I think most friends have an opinion on like, oh, he's no good for you, or it's time for you to leave that job. When in, you know, that's just not how the coaching relationship is structured.
Right. And adding on to that, I think it has to do with how deeply we listen as coaches, because we're not just listening to the words that are being said. We are trained to listen to what's not being said.
Good point. And having the objectivity, I think, of a third party who you may not have a close relationship outside of the coaching space. And so they're able to listen with more clarity and objectivity.
Absolutely. So Kat, you touched on a lot of examples of what coaching can be helpful with. Can you help our audience understand like what specific topics they could bring into the coaching space?
Sure. If anyone Googles life coach, for instance, you'll be able to find a whole gamut of issues that folks can talk about, whether it's relationships, whether it's moving through transitions, life stages, grief, working on career changes, things like that. You can also find specific coaches for like executive leadership, managing folks, learning how to set boundaries within the workplace, communicating with individuals who might be difficult to get through to. So coaching appears in so many different spaces. I think specific to myself, I am most interested in personal development and its relationship to professional development as well with high achieving moms. That tends to be the brunt of the women that I work with right now. I have a podcast that deals with moms of girls that kind of touches on a lot of this, where, you know, there's a lot of ways that we as individuals, as moms, can show up that impacts our relationships with our daughters. So it's really important for us to know ourselves and dig through and figure out who we want to be so we can model that for our kids. Yeah, I'm just sort of speaking to kind of my wheelhouse. Irene, how about you?
For me, I am more interested in experiences of immigrants such as myself. I center on self-development as well, because I believe that everything goes back into the self, whether that's your issues with your workplace or with your relationships or with your parents. It goes back to how you view yourself and how you relate to yourself.
And I think that we'll both be going into each of our, you know, coaching areas and who you tend to work with and how that may evolve in future episodes. So you all can look forward to that. And we definitely invite you to reach out. You know, this is our kind of intro episode to let you all know what it is that we're talking about. But if you're someone that thinks that you might be interested in being a guest as a guest client, and you're willing to share your experiences and your questions with Irene and I, do feel free to reach out, DM us, shoot us an email, go into the show notes, and you can find our website there and different ways to connect with us, because we absolutely would love to connect with you and see if we can work together.
As we wrap up today's session, we invite you to reflect on what resonated with you in today's episode. If you're interested in exploring the topic as it relates to your own personal experience, head to the show notes and visit
www.thecoachesinpodcast.com. That's www.thecoachesinpodcast.com.
Get ready to break personal, cultural, or generational barriers that get in the way of being the best version of yourself and living the best version of your life.